The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to Lift Up Jesus with Pastor Dudley Rutherford. I'm Kyle Welch. We are here every weekday at this time to share the good news of Jesus and to lift up his name to this city. No matter if you are listening right now from your car or at home or in your place of work, we believe that today's sermon from Pastor Dudley will be a blessing to everyone. So if you can, get out your Bibles and let's join Pastor Dudley right now with his message.
Love to have you take notes, if you will, as we talk about breaking generational curses. This is a very difficult and challenging subject, and you might have more questions at the end than you receive answers here today. But hopefully it will give you pause to think and things to consider. So Exodus chapter 20 is where God gave the Ten Commandments. This is where they're found, Exodus chapter 20. Almost, not all, but almost every law in the United States of America is based on the principles of one of these ten laws. Now, the very first commandment, I only want to read two. The first is found in verse 3, Exodus 23. Commandment number 1, you shall have no other gods before me. In other words, God should be and desires to be the most important thing in your life. Nothing should ever be more important to you than the Creator God of the universe. Commandment number 2 is found in verse 4. Bible says, you shall not make for yourself an idol in the form of anything in heaven, above, or on the earth beneath, or in the waters below. Verse 5 says, pay attention to these words, you shall not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing. Everybody say punishing. Punishing the children for the sin of the fathers to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me. I know that sounds unfair. That's what the Bible says. Verse 6, but showing love to 1,000 generations of those who love me and who keep my commandments. And all God's people said. Amen. This particular warning of children suffering to the third and fourth generation due to the sins of their parents is mentioned 4 different places in the Bible. Now, it doesn't use the phrase generational curse, but often that's what we refer to those passages. We do know several things. I want you to write this down. According to Deuteronomy chapter 28, there are curses for disobeying God, according to that chapter. There are 53 verses. That's 53. I can't show them to you because that'd be 53 slides. But I would encourage you to read through Deuteronomy chapter 28 in the Old Testament. There's a list of blessings for those who obey, and there's a list of curses for those who disobey that are passed down to future generations from the parents and the people who do not follow God. In other words, none of us live in a vacuum. Anytime anyone chooses to obey God, there are consequences to that decision. And likewise, when you choose to disobey God, there are consequences that are actually measurable. Now, In Deuteronomy chapter 28, and I want to encourage you to do this. This is what I did this week. I got a blank piece of paper, just a blank, nothing on it, and a pen. And then I opened up my Bible to Deuteronomy chapter 28. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to write down all the curses that I see in this chapter. I'm not applying it to anything. I just want to see what the curses are. Now, I want to encourage you to do this. You don't need to have a Bible college degree, seminary degree. You don't need anybody helping you. All you need is a blank piece of paper and a Bible and a pen. Open it up. Read what those curses are. Now, here's a partial list of what I wrote down, what I read. The curses that are placed. This is in the Bible. Tragedy, hunger, plagues, diseases, fever, sickness, drought, defeat, insanity, blindness, oppression, injustice, divorce, poverty, homelessness, war, slavery, idolatry, ridicule, illegal aliens, that's in the chapter, debt, thirst, drought, suffering, division, selfishness, disasters, persecution, anxiety, and fear. As I was reading it, it reminded me of the United States of America in which I live. It's amazing. Read through the list. They are not all the curses in the Bible that are mentioned, because beyond that list in Deuteronomy chapter 28, as you read throughout the Bible, there's all kinds of curses that are mentioned. The Bible says, cursed is the man who makes an idol in Deuteronomy 27. The Bible says, cursed is anyone who disobeys his parents. Children, are you listening? Proverbs 27:16. The Bible says in Proverbs 28, cursed is the man who gives nothing to the poor. Malachi 3:9, cursed is the man who robs God of his tithes and offerings. It's in the Bible. Proverbs 17:13, cursed is anyone who rewards evil. Jeremiah 17:5, cursed is the person who trusts in man and whose heart turns away from the Lord. Now, these are just a few. The word curse is found 185 times in your Bible. Now, when you read that word, what does it mean? If you read the Bible and you see this word curse, what does it mean? Well, write this down. It could mean, like when you swear. You use a curse word. We see this example by Peter in the New Testament in Mark chapter 13. God said before the rooster crows, you're going to deny me three times. And after the resurrection, Peter is there warming his hands at a fire. Little teenage girl comes up, says, you're one of the disciples. And the Bible says that he curses and he denies that he even knows the Lord. So it could be that. It could be, write this down, like witchcraft, when you put a spell on someone or what we would call a hex. It's when someone claims, they claim to have supernatural power, and they put a hex on you of some sort. Now, I want to clarify something to every person here. Only God has supernatural power. Or, if God allows Satan limited power, as in the example of when God allowed Satan to curse Job, we read about that, and afflict pain in order to test his family. God allowed Satan to do that. But whenever we read the word curse, usually most people, we think of this spell or a hex. And the reason we go there is because we've watched Beauty and the Beast too many times. We've watched Cinderella too many times. That there's this magical spell that has been placed upon someone, and the only way to reverse the curse of the spell is to perform some heroic act of valor, and in so doing, it countermagics the magic, we reverse the curse. But I will tell you, even though that's where our mind goes, that's very rarely seen in Scripture. What this word means, I want you to write this down, when you hear the word curse, it really means the consequence of sin, the consequence of disobedience. We know there are always consequences anytime anybody disobeys God's word. It's not, and I want you to hear me, I don't believe that God puts a spell or a hex on an individual as much as we have what's called the laws of God, and anytime you break the laws of God, you're going to suffer some type of consequence from that. For example, God has a law called the law of gravity. And if I take a big hammer and I just throw it up in the air and I act like I don't believe in the law of gravity, and that hammer comes down and hits me in my head, well, I'm going to have a big gash. I'm going to have to go to the hospital. I'm going to have to get a tetanus shot. I'm going to have to get some stitches. I'm going to be bleeding and bruised on my head. There's a lot of consequences, all because I fooled around with one of God's laws. Well, likewise, God's word, this book, is perfect in every way. Everybody say perfect. These laws are perfect. And anytime I choose to break one of God's laws, I will be cursed, so to speak, with all the consequences of committing that sin or justifying my sin. We know what the Bible says in Galatians 6:7. It says a man reaps what a man sows. It's a law of God. We also know Romans 3:23 says the wages of sin is death. But what the Bible teaches is not only will I suffer the consequences, but that my children and my grandchildren will suffer consequences of decisions that I have made. So number two, write this down. There's always a ripple effect anytime someone disobeys God. There are natural consequences and there are spiritual consequences. Now, I've told you this before, and you're going to hear me say it again if you hang around here very long. But God in heaven was the one who designed and created man and women. And he only created two genders. Some of you are confused. You either have XX or XY. You're male or female. That's it. Okay? Now, you can think you're something else, but you're one of those two. So, his thought was, I'm going to create man to be this and woman to be this, and they're going to come together in the parameter of marriage. We're never supposed to come together unless we're married. And so, but he said, I'm going to create man. It's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting. I got some great things. And they're going to have man and woman. And when they come together, married, I'm going to give them a little baby, Junior. And he's going to look like his mama. He's going to look like his daddy. And God's plan, this was his plan, God's plan, his intent was that when little Junior was born, that child would have a godly dad and a godly mom pouring into that little baby's life and caring for him. It was also his intent that that little baby would have godly grandparents, that his mom and dad would be godly grandparents. And then on the wife's side, her parents, the other set of grandparents, so that that child, this was his intent. The intent was that whenever a baby was born, that child would have six grown adults who all love God pouring into the life of that child. And if that child has that, no matter what's going on in the world, that child's going to turn out right. But today, Satan has destroyed the family unit with divorce, abuse, and neglect. Today, when a child is born, that child is lucky if it has even one adult pouring spiritual truth into their life. You see, there's a ripple effect of godless schools, godless marriages, godless parenting, godless government, godless dads, godless moms, and godless homes. Instead of that child's heart being taught Bible truth, Bible stories, having a Christian heritage, knowing that Jesus is the Savior of the world, and that child having set an example by its parents and grandparents what the fruit of the Spirit is all about, and these principles called not just love, but agape love, and seeing a thing called holiness, and learning the Ten Commandments, and knowing there's a heaven, and knowing there's a hell, and knowing that Jesus saves, and the grace of Jesus Christ, instead of that child getting all that, now Satan has seized control, and the result is we have an entire nation living under a curse of some sort. Now, there are natural traits or natural consequences that are handed down from generation to generation. My dad, this has nothing to do with anything spiritual, he was a St. Louis Cardinal baseball fan, and I today am a St. Louis Cardinal baseball fan. People ask me all the time, why do you root for the Cardinals? Well, I only have one answer. It's because my dad did. My dad loved Mexican food. And we went every day to eat Mexican food. And he always said, could you bring more salsa? How many of you say that? We all do. What's wrong with these Mexican restaurants? Bring lots of salsa. But anyway, it wasn't for the chips. Dad literally would just take the bowl and start drinking it like communion. And so guess who likes Mexican food? I've just raised that way. My dad roots for the Oklahoma Sooners in football, so I'm an Oklahoma Sooner football fan. My dad loved to read books, and he had a huge library, so guess who has a large library? Now, none of that is spiritual. Those are just natural things that get passed down from generation to generation. But spiritual traits are also passed down as well. We know for a fact, statistically, that children raised in divorced homes are more likely to be divorced themselves. It's a fact that children raised in homes where adults lie, cheat, and steal are more likely to lie, cheat, and steal themselves. Children raised in homes where parents commit abuse are more likely to be abusers themselves. Children raised by alcoholic adults are more likely to become alcoholics themselves. Those are just the statistics. The opposite is just as true. A child raised by faithful followers of Jesus Christ are more likely to become faithful followers of Jesus Christ themselves. Children raised by parents who go to church every Sunday are more likely to have children who end up going to church than those who do not go to church. Children raised by parents who don't get a divorce are more likely not to get a divorce themselves. I have three grandsons. I want to show you this picture. This is Boo Boo, Simba, and Hey Hey. That's their nicknames.
It's a blessing for us to bring this program to you every day. We exist only by our faithful partners who support us through their prayers and financial gifts. If Pastor Dudley's message has been a blessing to you, we would like to encourage you to consider joining in partnership with us so we can continue to be here every day to bless others with this important ministry. Your gifts, whether large or small, are greatly appreciated and go directly to help keep us on the air. You can find out more about supporting us by calling our toll-free number, 888-818-4777. That number again is 888-818-4777. We have operators standing by and ready to take your call. You can also support us by going to our website, liftupjesus.com/reach. That address again is liftupjesus.com/ and then the word reach. We have a special gift for everyone listening today.
to help with your daily Bible reading. It's our Anchored Journal, a complete 365-day Bible reading guide and journal that will help you stay connected to God's Word throughout the coming year. It works with any version of the Bible you are currently reading. The Anchor Journal comes in a choice of colors and can be yours right now for a gift of any size to the Lift Up Jesus Ministry. It's as simple as calling our toll-free number, 888-818-4777. You won't want to miss out on this limited-time offer, so be sure to call right now. Our number again is 888-818-4777. The Anchor Journal can also be found on our website, liftupjesus.com. That address again is liftupjesus.com. Get yourself anchored to God's Word with your personal Anchor Journal today.
We live in the most distracted culture in the history of the world. We see about 10,000 messages every day. We even touch our phones about 2,000 times a day. We're literally being overwhelmed with information. That's why there's no better time than right now for Dudley Rutherford's remarkable new book, One Thing: Rediscover a Simpler Faith in Our Complicated World. In this timely book, Pastor Dudley invites you to open your Bible and look closely at seven key passages of Scripture where you'll find the beautifully uncomplicated phrase, one thing. These scriptures will quiet all the noise that you're hearing and call you back to a simpler faith. Dudley Rutherford has discovered the secret of how to focus our lives on the one thing that matters. What if you could find that simplicity? It's waiting out there, and this is your roadmap to freedom. Contact Lift Up Jesus today and get your copy of One Thing, the book that could finally change everything. If you've experienced a pregnancy or neonatal loss that has you feeling hopeless, angry, or confused, you are not alone. Losing a baby leaves behind a pain that is often hard for others to understand. That's why we want you to know about In Loving Arms. In Loving Arms is a 6-week support group that helps hurting moms and dads come together to find comfort and healing. You'll explore tough questions and hear testimonies from those who have found healing after their loss. You'll hear from other moms and dads just like you as they share honestly and candidly about their own experience of loss. Together with others who understand exactly what you're going through, you can begin to heal and you won't be alone. To learn more, visit jakesjourney.org or simply call Shepherd Church at 818-831-9333 and we'll guide you from there. That's jakesjourney.org or call us at 818-831-9333 to learn more.
Hello, my name is Abe Anaya, and I am the Life Groups Director here at Shepherd Church. At Shepherd Church, we take a two-pronged approach in connecting folks with God and one another. We do that through worship services and small group Bible studies. You see, the Christian life is lived out when we are in community with one another. We call these life groups. Shepherd Church life groups are your way to experience a Bible study and Christ-centered community. We want to bring the people of our congregation together to love, serve, encourage one another as we grow to be more like Jesus. You see, Christian relationships are vital here at Shepherd. See how we are all better together by joining a life group. Our groups primarily meet in homes, but some meet in coffee shops, backyards, beaches, and even online. No matter what season of life you're in, there is a group for you. Visit us online at lifegroups.org for more information.
You're invited to experience a dramatic retelling of the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus at The Passion Play. For over 30 years, thousands have seen the love of our Heavenly Father come to life through music and acting. This broadcast features uniquely gifted artists in every field. Singers, actors, dancers, composers, sound and lighting technicians, camera operators, costume designers, and so much more. See the good news of Jesus come to life at The Passion Play, premiering at Shepherd Church Porter Ranch, March 23rd and 24th.
I'm Kyle Welch, inviting you to join us tomorrow at this same time as we again lift up Jesus with Pastor Dudley.
three-star general, Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.